"Why so?" I asked. He replied, "Because when we were cutting that person in our earlier meeting, you went against the current and showed genuine concern, care, and regard for them." I asked why that had impacted him. He said, "Because I have similar weakness, only they're worse. No one knows about them, not even you. So every time you've expressed your appreciation and regard for me inwardly, I've said, but you don't understand. Today I feel you would. I feel you would be true and loyal to me even in my absence, and that I can trust you and believe your kind expressions." Yes, the key to the many is often the one. It is how you regard and talk about the one in the one's absence and presence that communicates to the many how you would regard and talk about them in their presence or absence. Thank you for joining us. Now we'll listen to the continuation of this episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio. Author of this story was Stefan R. Covey.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Defending a fellow brother or sister in their presence goes much, much more beyond just sticking up for a friend, which is actually one of the rights of a friend. The hadith tells us that the rights of your brother in faith are your friend, your buddy, your companion are a few things. One of it is for you to defend them in their absence, right? If you feel that someone is usurping their right while they're not around, someone is trespassing upon their right, violating their rights, taking something of theirs, or whether it's a position or a possession or a promotion at the office, you know that your friend was deserving of it. There's a board meeting and they weren't there, and someone else is trying to butter up the boss to take the position. You stand up for that absent friend and you tell them in a civil, well-mannered, amiable way, in a respectable way, that with all due respect to those present, I feel that John or Qasim or Khadija is a better candidate, is more eligible for this position for this and this and this reason, not just because they're my buddy. Defend them in a useful way. So not only is it about that person who's absent, that friend who's absent, it's about you, it's about me. It's about everyone. It's about people being reminded that backbiting is one of the most heinous, most disturbing, and detested sins in Islam. It's worse than zina. Ashaddu min zina. It's worse than adultery. It's worse than fornication. And we forget that so often. So often do we forget that. And also it's like eating the carcass, eating the carcass of a fellow, of another human being, of your brother. I mean, since when did we turn into zombies like that? So we remind others that it's not cool. We save them from the wrath of Allah by reminding them that y'all gotta stop whatever it is that you're doing, talking about another human being's, talking behind another human being's back is against all the values of Islam, number one. Number two, I demand to be respected. Well, don't say it exactly in those words, because then they're going to feel you're full of yourself and it defeats the objective of being ethical and moral. But basically, the idea is that I demand to be respected in a way that in my presence, No one commits such sins, and no one talks about my friend that way, and my friend deserves to be defended. In their defense, perhaps there was a misunderstanding. In their defense, perhaps they were having a bad day that day. And it will inspire others. It will give them courage to speak against such oppressions and transgressions when other opportunities present themselves. It's a form of amr bil ma'ruf wa nahi anil munkar. It's a form of enjoining the good and forbidding the bad. So basically, so many virtues and benefits come through the simple act of defending a person who's been spoken about in an ill manner in their absence. Or defending someone who's absent, basically, and whatever rights of theirs is being trampled upon. Doing ghibah of someone is a form of oppression, is it not? Their right is being taken from them because they're not there to defend themselves and tell it as it is, tell their version of the story. So the point is that every teaching in Islam is more than bigger than just me, my benefit, their benefit, heaven and hell. It has a deep, comprehensive, inclusive philosophy to it, and we will understand it better. The better we understand it, the better we can practice it. The more we practice it, the more we will be reviving such Islamic values. Thank you for being with us on this episode of The Lantern. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ana bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub.
Listeners special. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Salam, dear listeners, and welcome to this week's edition of Listeners Special on this Sunday, July 18th, 2021. I'm Atefe Erfani, hosting this program today. As you may know, Listeners Special is the Sunday program where your views are presented through emails, letters, and messages. So please contact us and tell us what you think about our broadcast. Our broadcast in IRIB English Radio. If you have any messages for our dear listeners around the world, then record your voice, send it to us, and get your voice heard. Please do remember, Listeners Special is your program. It's your views that are important, because your views help us improve the quality of our programs. And here I do express my deepest condolences on the tragic martyrdom anniversary of the fifth infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him, and his progeny, Imam Muhammad Baqir, peace be upon him. Stay with us until the end of the program. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, your program. And as usual, many of you have taken the trouble of sending us reception reports. These reception reports are very important and useful to us, especially to our technicians and engineers, of course. These reception reports, as you may know, enable us to provide a better service to our listeners around the world. All of you who have sent in a reception report will be receiving an EQSL card from us. Dear listeners, here I truly appreciate those of our listeners who have kindly sent us reception reports, including G. Hojibens from Belgium, Victor Varzin from Russia, one of our regular listeners, and Abdul Alim from India, also one of our regular listeners. And here I do express my appreciation and gratitude to our dear listeners, G. Hojibens, Victor Varzin, and Abdul Alim, for their commitment and support to IRIB English Radio. And of course, a million thanks to those of our listeners who have kindly sent us emails and letters from around the world, which I mentioned some of their names here, and later during the program, I will read their emails or letters, including Howard Barnett from England, who has sent us an email, Henry L. Omarhe from the Philippines has sent us an email, Victor Varzin from Russia, one of our regular listeners, has sent us an email. From Japan, we have an email from one of our regular listeners, Toshio Shibata. And the last but not the least is an email from Michael Suberg from Sweden. Many thanks for sending us these emails and letters from around the world, dear listeners. After a short break, I will be back with these emails. Please stay with us. Welcome back. This is Listeners Special, and I'm here with an email from Henry L. Omate from the Philippines. Henry from the Philippines says, "Dear IRIB English Radio, greetings from Bacolod City, Central Philippines. I missed your broadcast in shortwave for some time since I had difficulty listening to the frequency given. But in the past, I would enjoy listening to your shortwave broadcast very much. I'm lucky to catch you online this evening via your website, parstoday.com/en. Listening again to your program, Listeners Special, after a long time, was a good experience. Great show, indeed. And so was the Spotlight program. I will be listening again next week. Please kindly send me your frequency schedule of your shortwave broadcast. I'm very much willing to be part of your Listeners Special program. In the past, you interviewed me twice. You can send me the questions and I will be recording my answers and send them back to you via email. Thank you. More power to IRIB English Radio. Salam and warmest greetings to you, Henry L. Omate from the Philippines, and many thanks for sending us this really encouraging and inspiring email. We're so happy that you finally found our website and you could catch the program because, as you said, you had missed the shortwave. So we are happy that you found IRIB English Radio again. And good news. Yes, that's good news. And we have online broadcasting of IRIB English Radio in our website, parstoday.com/en. But in our website, you can also find the frequency schedule, and there you can maybe catch shortwave radio programs again in your region, Bacolod City in Central Philippines. Many thanks for writing this email to us. And my colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card and this is an EQSL card because of the coronavirus situation. But that's good. Thank you. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon in the future, Henry L. Omate from the Philippines. We wish you all the best. Tell us your views about our broadcast. And from England, we have an email from Howard Barnett. Howard Barnett from England says, "Dear Sir or Madam," in IRIB English Radio, "this letter is to thank you all for your beautiful EQSL card, which I received today on Friday 9th, July 2021. It's very nice and a nice gesture from IRIB English Radio in the time of coronavirus pandemic, that sending a paper QSL card is difficult for radio stations. Thank you again, yours sincerely." And salam and warmest greetings to you, Howard Barnett from England. And many thanks for writing this message and this email to IRIB English Radio. Yes, thank God that you enjoyed the EQSL card which you've recently received. You received it on July 9th on Friday 2021. We are so happy that you enjoyed it very much. Yes, that's a nice gesture in the time of coronavirus pandemic, and we have no option other than that because we really like our listeners around the world. Howard Barnett from England. We are looking forward to hearing from you very soon, Howard Barnett from England. Tell us your views about IRIB English Radio broadcast. And now, dear listeners, after a short break, I will be back with other emails and letters from around the world. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to your program, listeners, a special this Sunday program. And from Russia, we have an email from Viktor Varzin. Viktor Varzin is one of our regular listeners who says, "Dear friends, warm greetings from Russia. Sorry for the delay in responding you. I have some problems with internet devices. You really take care of your radio listeners in all fields. I was so lucky that I received a paper QSL card, and your card is very beautiful. It is also a good decision to send an EQSL card to those listeners who are not able to receive a paper QSL via post during COVID pandemic. But it is very nice that you can have something in hands as a memory from the station. St. Petersburg during the last couple of days has been very sunny. It broke the heat record for 5 days in a row. That was plus 33 to plus 35. That's extremely hot for us in Russia. In 2 days, all air conditioners and ventilators in our city were sold out. I wish a very good summer for you. First of all, salam and warmest greetings to you from Iran, Viktor Varzin from Russia, and thank you very much for writing this email to IRIB English Radio. You felt sorry for the delay in responding to us. No harms felt, no problem. But anyway, you sent an email to us. Many thanks for that. And you had problem. It seems that you had problem with the internet devices. We are so happy that those problems, those troubles were resolved. It's a nice compliment. You said we really care about our radio listeners in all fields. Yes, we send our dear listeners around the world EQSL cards in the time of pandemic. Yes, we care about our dear listeners around the world. And we don't forget them. And in the time of pandemic, we have designed and prepared and sent our dear listeners EQSL cards. So wait for one of them. Very soon, Viktor Varzin from Russia. And you said St. Petersburg in Russia, in your country, has experienced very hot weather. You said it's sunny in your region, in Russia, in your country, which is a cold region. And you said it broke heat record for 5 days in a row. That was plus 33 to plus 35 in Iran, which is a hot region and a warm country. A warm and dry country, it is plus 40, about, of course. And it's so much in your country, in your cold country, Russia, plus 35 is so much. And it's not just in your country. As you may know, it's really hot around the world, everywhere around the world, including Canada and the US, have experienced really hot weather. And there are reports of deaths because of so much heat in Canada and the US. I think you've heard about it in the news. And also you said air conditioners and ventilators in your city were sold out all. That was interesting. We wish you a very good summer, Viktor Varzin from Russia, and thank you very much for sending us this email. Write to us soon and tell us your views about IRIB English radio programs. And from Japan, we have an email from one of our regular listeners, from Toshio Shibata. Toshio Shibata from Japan says, "Hello, I'm resending this report. Could you please consider to send me an EQ or so? It also would be highly appreciated if you could add the transmitter location to the card. I really hope that COVID-19 pandemic will come to an end in Iran. Best regards." Salam and warmest greetings to you, Toshio Shibata from Japan, and many thanks for sending us this email. So you've resent this report. Of course, my colleagues will send you an EQSL card. Don't worry about that. And also, we hope that the coronavirus pandemic come to an end everywhere around the world, not just in Iran, everywhere around the world, especially in Japan. You know why? Because in your country, you are holding the Olympic and Paralympic Games just in a few days. I think 3 or 5 days at the time we are broadcasting this program. Toshio Shibata from Japan. Yes, we hope that the COVID-19 pandemic come to an end very soon around the world. Best regards. Yes, Toshio Shibata from Japan. We wish you all the best. Write to us soon and tell us your views about IRIB English radio programs. Dear listeners of Listeners Special, after a short break, I will be back with other emails and letters. Welcome back. Here we have an email from Sweden. This email is from Michael Sjöberg. Michael says, "Dear Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran Broadcasting, my name is Michael and I am a DXer from Sweden. I was listening to 9,855 kilohertz on June 18th, 2021 between 2010 and 2020 UTC. The signal strength was good. I listened with my own private antenna in Lindum on west coast of Sweden. I attached a small MP3 file. It would be great if you could confirm my reception by a QSL card. Thank you in advance. Have a nice day." And here we have an email from Michael Sjöberg from Sweden. Michael, salam and warmest greetings to you from Iran. And we do express our appreciation to you for sending us this email, and it seems that you've already joined to IRIB English Radio listeners. We are happy for that, and it's great that you found our signal strength good. So you listen to IRB English radio programs via your own private antenna in Lindem on the west coast of Sweden. That's great. And yes, we've received your small MP3 file. My colleagues will soon send you an EQSL card. You know why? Because we are in the time of coronavirus pandemic and we can't send you our PayPal QSL cards for your information that you've already joined us. In the past, we sent our dear listeners paper QSL cards, but now we are sending you EQSL cards. So wait for one of them. Michael Sjöberg from Sweden. Michael, write us soon and tell us your views about our programs. And you can also follow our website at www.parstoday.com/en, and there you can find the online broadcast and the archive of our programs and our frequency schedule. Many thanks, Michael, for sending us this email. Write us soon and tell us your views about our programs. And now, dear listeners, we've reached to the section of this week's interview, which is conducted with one of our regular listeners. Please take a listen.
Hello and greetings to IRIB English Radio staff, and many thanks for giving me the opportunity to speak with you. My name is Mohammad Reza. I'm from Tehran, Iran. I'm an engineer. I'm interested in English language and listening to shortwave radio, especially IRIB English Radio, which is the best radio station in the world, in my view. You know why? Because it provides the best and most updated programs for all people around the world. You are really unique. I'm a regular listener of IRIB English Radio. I have been listening to your radio since very long time ago. I'm especially very much interested in your cultural and touristic program. I really like this series called Close Up Iran, which is about the tourist attraction of Iran and Iranian cultures. Thank you very much for producing such programs, and many thanks for respecting different tastes. Please keep up the good job. I wish you all the best.
Dear listeners, before ending this week's edition of Listeners Special again, I do express my deepest condolences on the tragic martyrdom anniversary of Imam Muhammad Baqir, peace be upon him, the fifth infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him, and his progeny. Please keep in touch with IRIB English Radio and have a good time.
Listeners, your opinion is always important to us. We invite you to spend just a few minutes writing us a letter or sending us an email. We'll be glad to hear from all of our listeners who have any questions or comments about any of our programs. Our postal address is IRIB English Service, PO Box number 19395-6767, Tehran, Islamic Republic of Iran. You can also send your emails to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. That is one word, EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Please visit our website at www.parstoday.com/en. Our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Once again, our phone number is 00981-2201-3720. Our profile is also in Facebook. Our address is www.facebook.com/pasttodayenglish. Thank you all.
Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll be discussing the commentary of the 23rd chapter of the Holy Quran, Suratul Mu'minun, or the Believers. Now let's just listen to the related verses and then we'll be back. So stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
Ya ayyuhar rusul kulu minan tayyibati wa
Allah said, O messengers, eat from the good foods and work righteousness. Indeed, I, of what you do, am knowing.
Brothers and sisters, the verse under discussion was the 51st verse of the chapter.
يَا أَيُّهَا الرُّسُلُ كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ وَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا إِنِّي بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ عَلِيمٌ
O messengers, eat of the good things and act righteously. Verily I know best what you do. We said that we have two important principles when we want to eat something, lawfulness and purity. In this regard, Prophet ﷺ has said, Worship has 70 parts and the most superior of them is seeking the lawful things. He has also said that whoever travels for obtaining lawful sustenance is like a warrior in the path of Allah. And this shows the utmost importance of lawfulness
The Prophet ﷺ once was asked by Salman Farsi, which deed is the best? He replied, to have faith in Allah and to eat lawful bread. He meant to earn an honest living. So we have to really be careful about lawfulness and unlawfulness of what we eat. The sixth Imam alayhi salam said, the result of unlawful income will become manifest in one's descendants. This is the real effect of lawfulness and unlawfulness of what we eat. Prophet ﷺ has said, when Allah makes something unlawful, its money becomes also unlawful. And when an unlawful morsel enters a servant's body, all the angels in the heavens and the earth will curse him. He has also said, worshipping Allah with eating that which is unlawful is like a building on a sand, or some say like a building on water. So anyway, the phrases in this verse would also be important in arousing in us the sense of thanksgiving for the pure blessings that Almighty Allah has given us. This would in turn exert a profound effect upon our conduct.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
In summary, this verse identifies three ways to encourage the tendency to do good things. First, the influence of pure and wholesome food on the purity of heart. Second, arousing the sense of thanksgiving in man. And third, drawing attention to the fact that Almighty Allah watches and observes all of us and all of our deeds. إِنِّي بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ عَلِيمٌ, he says. Verily, I know best what you do. As said before, the Quranic word طَيِّب means anything that is clean and pure. It is the opposite of the word خَبِيث, which means dirty. In the book Mufradat, the author Raghib says, the word طَيِّب originally meant any affair that is pleasant. Whether man thinks that he experiences his pleasure through his soul or physical senses or not, in reality, it is experienced only in his soul. In religion, however, it means anything that is clean and lawful. Many verses in the Holy Quran talk about doing good and enjoying what is pure. Here, not only the prophets, but all the believers are also ordered to eat good and lawful food. O you who believe, eat of the good things we have provided you with. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُلُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. Regarding lawfulness, Prophet ﷺ says, whoever earns his bread only by his hand Almighty Allah will look at him with mercy and will never chastise him. So, as I mentioned, it's not just the case of different traditions. We have different verses of the Holy Quran also explaining us the true meaning of طيبات. The Holy Quran says that only good words and deeds are near to Allah. إليه يسعد الكلم الطيب والعمل الصالح يرفعه. Unto him do good words ascend, and the pious deed does he exalt. So enjoying good things is one of the great blessings bestowed upon man by Allah, and it can also be seen as of the signs of man's superiority over all other creatures. Allah in the Holy Quran says, "And indeed we have honored the children of Adam, and we carried them on the land and the sea, and we provided them with sustenance of the good things, and we preferred them greatly over many of those we created." The Prophet ﷺ reiterates this in a short, meaningful tradition when he says, "O people, Allah is clean and accepts nothing save good and pure deeds." Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to Heavenly Grief. I'm your host Zatar. With me today is my brother Sheikh Muhammad. Sheikhna, thank you for coming.
عليكم السلام and thank you for having me.
It's always an honor and a pleasure to have you, Sheikhna. So brothers and sisters, these are the days of remembering the martyrdom of our beloved Imam, Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam. And one of the aspects of the life of Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, which was him starting to revive the school of thought of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, the school of thought of Ahlul Bayt alayhum salam. And why Imam Baqir alayhi salam had the chance to do that, and that is because of the crumble of the Umayyad Khalifa, and it was before the Abbasi Khalifa were enthroned. One of the factors that Imam alayhi salam did during his life, which was emphasizing and recommending for his Shia, for his companions, not only for his Shia and his companions, for all Muslims, for all people, to take narrations and to give narrations and to know the source. And the source, of course, was Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, for there is nothing right unless it came from them, alayhi salam. So, Shaykhna, if you could please continue your beautiful words.
Thank you so very much. The third thing is the emphasis of Imam Baqir Salatu Allah Alayhi on writing. For example, Imam Baqir Alayhi Salam says, "Uktubu hadithakum fasawfa tahtajuna ila kutubakum." This is a movement from Imam Baqir.
So Imam Alayhi Salam was saying, write down the sayings because you will need it in
need
the future.
Them in the future. This was the start of a movement in Shia and the followers of Imam Alayhi Salam. What kind of movement? After the attempts and endeavors of Imam Baqir Salatullah Alayhi and his son Imam Sadiq Alayhi Salam, a systematic writing and authorizing organization by the followers of Imam Alayhi Salam was created. And before Imam Baqir Alayhi Salam, writing books by Shias was not a systematic kind of activity. Seldom books, they have been written, for example, Asrar al-Muhammad Alayhi Salam by Sulaym ibn Qais, for example. Very few books by the companions of Ahlul Bayt because of the time, because of the area, and because of the
rulership as well.
Rulership,
because there was a rule,
yes.
There was not, it was not allowed to write the sayings.
Not allowing, yes. But in this time, because of the attempts of Imam Baqir and Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, this encouragement was so widespread among the Shia, and they started to hear hadith and to write books of hadith. And this helped so much. The Shia, the life of Shia in that time and in the other times, and right now, whatever we have in terms of understanding of Islamic thought is because of their attempts, because of what they have done, because of the books that we have received in our Islamic knowledge. So the third thing, the encouragement to write the books. The next thing that was very important for Imam Baqir Salatullah Alayhi was the fact of not implementing your own thoughts and your own understanding and prejudices and not attributing them to God. For example, the students of Imam Baqir were raised this way. They were educated this way. For example, Abu Hanifa and Muhammad al-Muslim, these are two people who talked and discussed so much. They, clearly they think very differently.
Yes.
For example, Abu Hanifa tells Muhammad al-Muslim that whatever I ask you, you answer from one of the accounts of Ahlul Bayt, of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, for example. One of the narrations. In any subject that I want to start to talk, you do not talk and you do not answer my questions unless you find it in the words of Ahlul Bayt. Don't you have your own thoughts and beliefs to talk about, to say? Muhammad al-Muslim, rahmatullah alayhi, says that no, this is the way Ahlul Bayt taught us. Do not talk in areas that we have not talked. So if I'm going to talk and deliver the message of God to someone, for example, in Ahkam al-Shari'ah, in I'tiqadat, for example, in beliefs. If I'm going to talk about them, because these affairs are so important, are so significant, I cannot implement my own understanding. I cannot prescribe it for other people, right? So we only depend on the narrations of Ahlul Bayt, what they have told us in terms of thought, in terms of action also in our lives. In another narration also to complete this debate, I would like to say that another companion of Imam Baqir alayhi salam once just wrote a letter to Imam Baqir and told him that there are a couple of, some things happen for us that we do not have a hadith about them. Some questions happen, some affairs, occur.
Events.
That we do not have a hadith. We don't know what to say. Can we say, depending on our own ideas, our own ways of thought? Can we command? Can we kind of verdict there? Imam alayhi salam says, "La halaka man kana qablakum bidhan." Means do not say things that you do not believe to. Things that you just, you think it's right.
Assume it's right.
You
assume it's right.
Do not depend on your assumptions. No. If you do not have any hadith, you do not have a way of thinking from us, do not verdict, do not talk about that area, and come ask us. Thank you very much, Sheikhna. Brothers and sisters, we have to take a break, so please stay tuned to Heavenly Grief. We are talking about Imam Baqir alayhi salam for these are the days of the anniversary of his martyrdom. So we would like to send our condolences to all the Shias around the world. So please tune back in. Thank you for joining us.
Imam Baqir, the fifth Shia leader and the son of Imam Sajjad, was born in Holy Medina in 57 after Hijra. Imam Baqir had a prominent lineage on both paternal and maternal ends, and his mother was Fatima, the daughter of Imam Hasan al-Mujtaba. Imam Muhammad Baqir was named after his grandfather, the Holy Prophet of Islam, and due to his great scientific activities and achievements, he was titled Baqir al-Ulum, meaning the opener of knowledge. Imam Baqir was one of the survivors of Karbala tragedy as he was 4 years old in the time of the event. Along with his father and the rest of the pure household, Imam Baqir experienced the hard times of captivity in Kufa and Damascus. In this regard, the Holy Imam is quoted saying that the martyrdom of the three-year-old daughter of Imam Hussein saved the lives of other captives, as the enemy had made up its mind to bury all captives under the rubble of the destructive building where they were settled. The Umayyad rulers were mostly preoccupied with fighting over power, and this gave enough space to Imam Baqir to begin a widespread scientific and religious movement, which revived the traditions of the Holy Prophet and educated many students. Contemporary to the life of Imam Baqir, the genuine Islamic thoughts were under attack by torrents of heretic thoughts, which were mostly originated from the forged narrations and the misinterpretations of Islamic teachings by the Umayyad underlings. Therefore, Imam Baqir focused his works on educating talented students and holding religious and scientific debates with non-Shia personalities. Determinism, the refutation of faith for minor sins, the belief that God has a body and can be seen, and the belief that sins have no consequences were only some of the widespread heretic thoughts at the time of Imam Baqir. Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari was the only companion of the Holy Prophet who lived long enough to meet Imam Muhammad Baqir. In fact, the Holy Prophet had informed Jabir that one day he will meet of the Prophet's descendants, who is called Imam Muhammad Baqir. Finally, this prophecy was realized, and Jabir met Imam Baqir and testified for his imamate. Despite the expansive works done to destroy the legacies of Imam Baqir, the narrations and teachings of the fifth Shia leader remain as one of the most sparkling beacons that shed light on the path of Shia Muslims in the fields of Islamic jurisprudence, interpretation of the Quran, and explanation of Islamic beliefs. Most of the acts of worship and the Islamic rituals we practice today are referenced to the juridical viewpoints of Imam Baqir, which have escaped the sight of enemies of Shia Islam in history. Finally, Imam Baqir was poisoned at the orders of the Umayyad rulers on 114 after Hijra, and he was buried in the cemetery of Baqi in Medina.
Assalamu alaikum, brothers and sisters. Thank you for tuning back in, and welcome to Heavenly Grief. With me today is Brother Sheikh Muhammad. We were talking about the life of Imam Baqir alayhi salam, as we stated, and as all you guys know, it's the anniversary of his martyrdom. And the brother was talking about the aspect of knowledge of the Imam reviving the school of thought of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. We talked about a couple of points, and today we talked about the third and fourth point, actually.
Yes.
And the third point being
The emphasis of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Of writing down the sayings.
Yes, narrations.
And the fourth one being attributing knowledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to Ahlul Bayt alayhi wasalam.
Yes, do not rely on your own understandings.
Understandings.
Yes.
So I'm going to let you continue, Sheikhna.
The next thing to talk about is to be aware of the different levels of the audiences that you have. Because as a person that wants to narrate a hadith to the people, wants to read something, for example, you are a teacher or a professor in the classroom, you're talking about Islamic thought and piety, and you want to talk to them, you want to educate them. A very important thing is to pay attention to the levels of your audience. Some people have high IQ, for example, they understand very quickly. Some people have been raised in families that have been not knowledgeable, they're normal and ordinary families. You should talk to them in another way.
So each one's like a cup of water. Each one has its own volume. So it could be like, for example, a tank. It could fill in a tank. Some of it could be a small cup of tea.
Yes, very well said. So this was something that Imam Baqir sallallahu alayhi tried to teach the narrators very much. He tried to say that my followers, they consist of different levels, and their understandings differ. So if you want to tell them a specific hadith, a specific narration, look at the person that you're talking to. Does he accept what you say, or does he deny? Does that person have the capacity to understand, to hold it, and also to deliver to the next person narrated? Or does that person cannot hold these kind of narrations? So this regard of the audience is very important. For example, Imam Baqir sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if you tell a person one of the virtues about us, and he denies it, the sin of that denial is on your shoulders also. Why? Because you didn't check before talking to them, were they worthy of hearing that? You cannot just open your mouth and say whatever you want, even if you're talking about the virtues of Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. You cannot just blindly talk to people. You should know your audience. Mm-hmm. Is that person a first level, for example? Is that person somebody that has been trained for so many years? Does he accept? Which kind of virtue of Ahlul Bayt am I going to talk about? Different questions must be answered here. So this is one more important significant element that plays its role there. And the last thing that I would like to talk about is the aspect of being trustworthy and being very honest.
Mm. About reporting.
About that reporting and narrating job. Since it is very significant, it's essential, because the other next generations are going to use this, they're going to study this, they're going to learn their religion based on these. For example, ourselves. We learned our religion, the way of our life, from Quran and Hadith, Ahlul Bayt and Quran, the Book of God. So if the narrations are not trustable, then we cannot go to them, we cannot study them. And how to guarantee its trust, this is one of the ways. So to raise and educate some students that are trustworthy, very honest.
And this goes
about
back to
what they do,
as well as their behavior, their the way that they live. The Imam also follow managing them, you could say,
mm-hmm.
of their behavior, because you know being honest isn't a trait you only use in traditions or reporting narrations. It's also a tradition throughout
everything.
Your daily life
yes,
matters.
Yes, everything. But this is more specifically emphasized because it has more
significance of
yes.
course, of the results of the saints.
Yes,
right.
More consequences. And also at last, some people came to Imam Baqir sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told that we live in very faraway cities, faraway countries, and you are our Imam. We do not have access to you. We live in other cities, for example. And for these cases, Imam alayhi salam appointed some of the most trusted students, some of the students that the Imam were sure that they can achieve this task, appointed them and told other people to go to them.
If, to return to them.
Yes. If you have a question, you cannot find me, go to, for example, Aban ibn Taghlib or Muhammad ibn Muslim. Or Yunus ibn Abdul Rahman, for example. These people were appointed by Imams alayhi salam. They are very knowledgeable, very trusted, very educated students of Imam alayhi salam. So people could find refuge. They could find answers for their questions and to purify the doubts they had, probably some confusions caused. And this helped the Shia so much in their lives.
Thank you very much, Sheikhna. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your research. And hopefully to reward you with living in with Imam Baqir alayhi salam in the
Thank
heavens,
you so
inshallah.
Very much.
Ta'ala.
We see you, inshallah.
Brothers and sisters, we have reached the end of this heavenly grief topic about Imam Baqir alayhi salam. And of course, it's the anniversary of his martyrdom. We would like to send our condolences to all the Shia around the world. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your grief and sorrow. We ask you as well, dear brothers and sisters, to not forget us from your prayers, especially in these days. From now until another heavenly grief, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.